Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome,
but we're hopeful and justice will end. Life, life matters.
Freddie Gray, Sam Du Bois, Philando Castile, Terrence Crutcher, Aaron Sterling, Jamal Clark, Jeremy McDowell, William Chapman II, Walter Scott, Eric Harris, Tamir Rice, Akia Gurley, Michael Brown, Eric Gardner, George Floyd. Good evening and welcome to the podcast, The Attic. A Black Perspective, an urban podcast. I want you to understand how it is that we feel. I've got the crew standing by. The messenger, baby sis, baby brother, Nurse Carmen, Sister Tippy, and of course, Triple OG out of Florida. Let's podcast.
Good evening and welcome to Hodge to Hodge Podcast. As you can tell, my co-producer is not here, but if you guys will hold on. Can anybody hear me?
Yes,
yeah, I hear you.
You hear me? All right. Mr. Yep. Co-producer. Mr. Co-producer, you here?
I think he was having a problem signing on.
Oh, okay.
He was having a problem logging on.
Okay. Let me just get him. Would you be so kind as to just start discussing some of the things in life and give me 1 minute and I'm going to get him back on, okay?
Oh, I just want to take a minute here, if I may, and tell the family of Mr. Rondaya that what he did this yesterday for my son is greatly appreciated.
Yeah, he did a great job, yes.
And rather professional.
Mm-hmm. As always.
I think we should change him from messenger to preacher.
Okay. Yeah, he is he's
somebody's
a very good speaker.
Somebody's calling my name.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, he's a very good speaker.
I'm sorry, what was that? I missed that. I was getting a call.
No, I just wanted to thank you for your words yesterday.
Oh.
And I said, I think we should change your name, your handle, from messenger to preacher.
No, I prefer the messenger because we are all messengers, because periodically we all have a message to give. But I dare not step on the attic with my messenger. But you can tune in tomorrow. I mean, Wednesday, Thursday at 8 o'clock.
Oh, all right, messenger, go ahead.
You got quiet on me, sir.
No, I'm here. I'll have my daughter text me the phone number.
Same phone number.
It's the same number?
Yeah, it's the same number.
I didn't know.
Yeah, same
but
number.
You're right.
Yeah.
Now you
at
know.
8 o'clock. What, Wednesday at 8 o'clock?
No,
Thursday.
And Sunday. Okay. All right. I'll be there.
All right.
Except pro football start Thursday. You coming up against a sacred ritual in this country.
All right. Now, just listen to what you said, and then we'll talk about that later on, all right? Okay.
I hear you, brother.
All right. My life still matters. Okay. Somebody want to tell me what's going on out there today? Anybody know what's going on? Baby sis, let's get it rolling.
Did you read the dude? And I believe it was in Omaha. And talking of, because people put, because of an idiot statement he made about using the Black Lives Matter protesters as target practice.
Who is he? Who made the idiotic statement, number 43?
The guy owns this restaurant.
Oh, somebody else.
His grandfather started it. It's been there like over 50 years. And in 2 days, they put it out of business because of his stupidity. On a blog, whatever they call them things when you post or whatever they do. And he said that they should use them for target practice.
Wow. Wow.
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, and some I read in the Times this morning that the far right in Germany, and remember Germany 70 years ago, using Trump as an idol. They got big banners with his, they showed pictures of a rally in a town in Germany with this man's face on it and the American flag.
All right, well, and he's preaching their same language. But I read today, they did a survey of Republicans, and a lot of the Republicans, it's not that they love Trump. It's just they love what he stands for, because at this present time, white America is in fear of losing their country.
Well,
now,
that's why he's playing the white wives in suburbia card.
Right.
These burly black men are going to come out there and rape them.
Well,
that's what that whole thing is about.
That's what that's about. But yeah, that's why his 40% never leaves, because there is a good part of the population that wants America back, and they see, like, when they see blacks, Hispanics, and lesbians, and all of that stuff going into Congress, each time a new person gets elected, they get more fearful that they're about to, quote unquote, lose their country. So this is why
a lot of this is
going on.
Absolutely right.
So to them, it's not that all white America anymore, to them.
Right.
Well, there has been studies put out over the last couple of years that by 2050, they're going to be in a minority. And that's their biggest fear.
And
that's
why
the brown horde over the border's got to be stopped.
And this is also why they're allowing him to do some of the things that he's doing, even though they ain't right. But they're at the point now, if that's what it takes for us to keep control, then that's what we'll do. I think I got my co-producer. Co-producer?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
We out here having a storm in Ohio, and it ain't playing.
Oh, wow.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah,
we have
a little weather out here. Yeah, we have a little weather out here. So, what did I miss, Brother Messer? Bring me up to speed.
All right. Well, we've just been talking about
Here we go.
All right.
Yeah, so let's talk. Got it. Okay. So,
hey, baby girl.
Yes.
Check this out.
Okay.
Co-producer. Can you say something, co-producer? That's what I'm talking about, baby girl.
Okay.
So, co-producer.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can I just say something really quick?
Sure you can.
I wanted to to just piggyback off of what you were saying, Messenger. I wonder, is that why 45 is not doing anything about this virus, because it's affecting the minorities mostly, and that's why he's just letting it run. Well, it's affecting everyone, but initially it was affecting minorities, and it was in the Democratic states, and that's why they didn't do anything about it. So is that pretty much why?
Yes,
based on what you were just saying?
That's
no,
right.
He ain't doing nothing because he don't know what to do. He just don't know what to do. And he's not really concerned
what not
about
to do.
Well, Well,
yeah.
I mean, he
know what not
to
do.
That's a given that he doesn't know what to do. But the fact that it was in a, but the fact that it was affecting minorities, is that why
he
wasn't
he
doing
know what to do
initially?
Then. He know what to do then, didn't he?
No. Look at him. That man is out there in the deep water and he can't swim. So a lot of stuff might seem criminal. And again, I'm sure his intentions are really fucked up, but he just don't know. He just don't fucking know.
No, that's not all he knows
is can't nobody tell me shit.
That's not he's got a guy, one of his advisors, and one of his advisors, one of the things that he's trying to advise him on is herd immunity or something like that. Where just let everybody
that's what he's advising him on.
Right.
That's what he's advising him on now. But I mean, initially it was affecting minorities and it was in the Democratic states initially, and so that's why they weren't doing anything about it initially.
No,
it almost sounds like Darwin's theory, survival of the fittest.
And that's what they're That's what they're talking about. But in the beginning, he just didn't know what to do. And part of the problem, reason why he didn't know what to do, is because Barack Obama left him a roadmap on what to do. Barack Obama's administration left a roadmap, but of course, I can't follow what he said, and so he did the complete opposite. Right?
Yep.
He did the complete opposite.
Yep.
But it's back in your hands, Mr. Co-producer.
Yeah, that's what he did. And again, we got to understand that in this whole Black Lives Matter movement, he could take that shit lightly. But that shit, that is scaring the hell out of the president because, number one, they're not used to Black people organizing and mobilizing, watch this, with a pronounced sense of force. Don't get me wrong. We'll get together and hold hands and walk across a bridge or two, but these young brothers, and when I say brothers, I mean, I got to say, when I say these young brothers and sisters, we got some white brothers and sisters that's deep in the march also. So when I say these brothers and sisters, by no means am I only talking about Black brothers and sisters, and this is scaring the shit out of the nation, because if it was just a Black thing, then we could put the water holes in the dog. We know how to deal with that. But the nation is not mentally set to put the dogs in the water hoses on a continuous basis on white people. That's right now is what's giving us a deeper grassroots, believe it or not. Quiet as kept. Quiet as kept.
I beg you in your conversation, don't forget the 60s. We were pretty active in the 60s, and there were white people with us then, too. It was more than just crossing the bridge.
I took that as a shot.
It may not have been met, but in the 60s, my generation did some shit.
Yeah, watch this. I hear you, man. Watch that. I'm just saying, yo, man. Don't put your people on me, Triple OZ. Let me explain what I mean. Call the hounds off real quick. No, but what I mean by is, again, we started to form, even like our Black Panther Party. That was a party, and I'm going to come back to my point in a minute. That was a party initially started as a positive help to Black people. The mission changed when just because they were associating, they got labeled, and they kind of got forced into what the Black Panther has become. So when I say, no disrespect to the 60s. The 60s made it possible for us to understand what to do and what not to do right now. So mad love to the 60s, OJ.
Okay. All right.
Hey, but let me throw this in, though. But the white people were there in the 60s. But do you know in Portland, They've been out there every night for the last 100 days, and if you ever get a picture of it, you will see it's like a 5-to-1 white on Black.
And that I worry, because I think those type of nights is taken away from a positive message. I'm worried that the violence, the fires, and all that looting and all that kind of carrying on.
Yeah.
It's taken away from a